Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Oh, man, do I love pizza. If I had to pick one food that was the last food that I would have, or the food that if I could only eat one thing every day, I think it would be pizza. It's Jason DeRusha. Welcome to DeRusha Eats, episode 21, all about pizza. Today, you are going to meet two pizza guys with two very unique journeys, both of them. John Puckett founded Caribou Coffee. He grew Caribou from nothing into this huge group of coffee houses all around the country. He sold Caribou and bought into a Neapolitan pizza joint called Punch. John Serrano, obsessed with making the best Neapolitan pizza. I've learned so much about business, about excellence, about obsession with quality from John Puckett and Punch Pizza. You will hear that, plus a fascinating story of how Punch's business model absolutely flipped. It was mostly dine-in to now mostly takeout. Very, very interesting stuff from John Puckett. And then you're going to love Chris Kolstad. Chris Kolstad reached out to me on Twitter and said, Jason, I think I have an interesting story. And boy, does he. He ended up as a young man involved in the criminal justice system. Never thought he'd be a business owner. He was just hoping to turn his life around after he got out of prison. But now he owns Pizza Man in suburban Columbia Heights, Minnesota. So we got the Heights Pizza Man who's turned his life around, and the founder of Punch Pizza, co-founder, co-owner, who helped build that into just the best pizza in the Twin Cities. Grab yourself a slice, buckle up, and enjoy episode 21, the pizza episode of DeRusha Eats. So glad to have John Puckett with us from Punch Pizza. John, it's great to have you in studio.
It's wonderful to be here.
I think our listeners know, you know, how much I love Punch Pizza. And you weren't the founder of Punch Pizza, but you got involved after you built this small little coffee operation people may have heard of called Caribou.
Yeah, Punch was our favorite place to eat. So, you know, we were working crazy hours. This was before we had children. And we would go to Highland Village, you know, 2 or 3 times a month and split a pizza, split a bottle of wine, and it was our date night place.
Punch Pizza, the first location in St. Paul, was table service, full service operation.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we'll talk about what we've learned through the pandemic a little bit later. I know you wanted to talk about technology, but the cool thing about Punch, we started as a full service restaurant. And so hospitality and that level of service, you know, really is, you know, this tiny little restaurant in Highland Village, I think was doing one of the greatest things in the world in making Neapolitan pizza.
The founder of Punch, another John. You're required just to have Johns.
I'm JP. He's John.
JP and John. He was the one who was really kind of obsessed with making the perfect Neapolitan pizza, right?
Yeah, he was totally obsessed. So,
still know,
everything we do is exactly the way it's made in Naples, Italy.
Down to, there are protocols to
we're part of an association in Naples dedicated to making the pizza the authentic way. So the dough can only have flour, water, salt, and a leavening agent. We use crushed tomatoes from Italy. We use all as much that we can get from Italy as we can. Buffalo mozzarella, prosciutto.
So it's John Serrano and JP still running this business today. But boy, have things changed since you got in on the action in 2001, haven't they?
Thank goodness we're flexible because, I mean, operating any restaurant or truly anything dealing with the general public through a pandemic, whoever plans for that?
Right.
And it's just remarkable. Well, we're very fortunate that we sold pizza, which was a very good place to be because it could be taken out very well. But Punch, you know, the support we had from our customers in this community was just incredible to keep us alive and keep us afloat during the dark days of COVID.
You grew very slowly at Punch Pizza. You have 12 locations now, right?
Yes. So we want to keep it family owned. It's not a venture capital, big national expansion. And we prioritize getting better every year. And we take as much pride on our people and our great staff and just the work we've done improving quality.
John Puckett is with us from Punch Pizza, 12 different locations. You became a counter service, except for that one location in Highland Park, as you grew. Talk more about that obsession with each year.
We have a saying that, you know, if my partner and I die in a plane crash, we have three words that we want our team to remember: always get better. And if they do that, the company can survive for hundreds of years. And if you're always getting better, no matter how old you are, as a business, if that's built in your DNA, you're going to survive and not only survive, but prosper.
So how do you actually execute that? Because a lot of business owners would talk about that.
Like this year. So in the past, sometimes my business partner goes, I want to get better at salt. And so he'll test every salt, sea salt in the world. Literally, we'll have pallets of different salts come in and we'll do blind taste tests. And so this was the year we got better at salt. What's fascinating this year is we're asking our customers and our employees what they want to see improve. Mm. And the big opportunity, which is fascinating to me as an entrepreneur, is hospitality. And
isn't that interesting that's both your team wanted to get better?
Our team wants to get even better at service.
Huh.
And our customers, I mean, they're happy with our customers' overall satisfaction at Punch is about 98%, which our survey company said they've never seen levels of satisfaction that high. But our food quality was at like 99% and our service quality was at 97%. But within that, there was a desire when we ask our customers, they want to come back to the community. They want to see there's a real desire to get back to.
After years of takeout and sort of disconnectedness.
But the interesting thing is there's also a desire to not wait and to be convenient. And so what we think the opportunity now at Punch is to marry those two things. So it's to use technology for customers when they don't want to wait, when they're coming home from soccer practice with their kids and they don't want to wait in line and they want to grab their pizzas and go home. But that same customer 3 days later may want to meet a friend for a pizza and a salad and sit out on the patio. Hopefully someday we'll sit out on the patios again.
Right, right.
But they want to enjoy the community and the sense of being in a real restaurant. And so the opportunity at Punch really is to marry the digital opportunity and the hospitality opportunity. And so that's what we're gonna really improve this year.
John Puckett is with Punch Pizza. Before the pandemic, how much of your business was takeout?
About 20%.
And today, how much?
2.5 times. So it's about half.
Wow. That is a radical change in the way you probably think about your own business.
It's crazy. I mean, we're doing 20% more overall sales per store. And most of that has become from the enabling our customers to order online and order ahead, which we did not offer that capability before the pandemic.
You have your own app.
We have our own app. We have our own capacity management system, because one of the real gripes is when you do online ordering and you show up and the pizza's not ready or the food's not ready. And so what we've really prided ourselves on doing is having a very, very tailored capacity management. So when we say it's going to be ready at 7:15, it's ready at 7:15.
Because you can only put so many pizzas in these ovens.
Yes. And with COVID and with staffing issues, which fortunately are really changing. I mean, we're seeing an influx of applications like we've never seen at Punch. People wanting to come back to work in restaurants. But one of the big issues is if you were understaffed, most of our competitors literally just kept the demand open and just overwhelmed their staff. And we were able to tailor it to a 5-minute interval. If we were slightly understaffed, we lowered our sales. So we gave up sales to kind of keep our culture alive.
John Puckett is a co-CEO, co-owner of Punch Pizza. You were at the State of the Union back, gosh, it's almost 10 years now, right?
Yes. Yeah, 2013.
At the time, you and Punch were held up as an example for your pay structure for your team. Were you paying $15 an hour at that time?
So it's amazing. In 2013, $10 an hour was where we went to.
So you were at $10 an hour, and you got invited to the State of the Union by Michelle Obama.
Right. And what's interesting is that when you ask our customers when we do the survey, one of the things they really love about Punch is our engaged employees. Now, pay is not everything. You have to have training, advancement opportunities. You have to have great management at the store and also overall. But paying your employees well makes them feel very proud and good about the business they're working in.
Yeah. Amazing that. How much we spent fighting about that $15 an hour in Minneapolis, and now the market has certainly required that. I mean, what are people?
Our average hourly wage is about $20 an hour in our stores, and that includes, you know, front of the house, high school kids, as well as experienced cooks.
John Puckett, co-CEO at Punch Pizza with John Serrano. I made a video with you for Punch about the pizza steal, which I think is such an interesting thing that you guys kind of obsessed about, because when I think of Punch, it's best right out of that hot Neapolitan oven.
And it's always best eating in the restaurant.
It just is.
Well, it just tastes better.
It's designed to be.
You hear all the energy.
It smells good. It feels good.
But it is nice sometimes to take it home. And what we found from our customers is, you know, they don't always eat it the same way. Some eat it at home on a Tuesday, and then they go eat it in the restaurant on a Saturday. And so what we wanted to do is make that experience at home, get it, restore it, so it's as good as quality at home.
Yeah.
And we did that through a pizza steel, which is just a cast iron pan that you put on top of your stove, because it's a pain in the butt to do it in the oven and preheat the oven. Call somebody at home, please get the oven preheated.
Yes.
And nobody bothers with it. So the beautiful thing about a pizza steel is you put it on top of your stove, turn your gas on or turn your electric on full bore, and in 2 minutes you have a fully restored restaurant quality, Punch quality pizza. And if we can just get 10% of our takeout customers to do it, we'd feel so much better.
My primary care doctor, I went to see her this week and got a physical. And her first question for me is, she said, okay, my husband, first of all, wants to know if Punch paid you in pizza for the pizza steal video that he did. But she said that they go every week, and she was telling me that they do use that pizza steal. They bought it because it's very cheap. Well, you didn't price it to make any money.
No, and we sell it at cost. And so for $20, you know, and this thing will last forever. And you can heat tortillas on it and make pancakes on it.
Didn't you price it to make money?
We just want to get it in as many customers' hands as we can, because it makes us feel – when I see someone take our pizza and put it in a box and have it steamed all the way home, I kind of die a little bit. My partner really dies a little bit. It's not as good. I mean, our ingredients are good enough and our dough is good enough that even cold, our pizza is good. But when the crust is just seared and crunchy on the outside, but then soft and tender on the inside, that's what makes Neapolitan pizza so good. And with the pizza steel, you can get that same quality.
Yeah. John Puckett is with us, Punch Pizza. We're going to get your top three restaurants to visit that are not your own. Plus, I will ask the question that seven of you have sent me Instagram DMs about today, which is, what is happening with the Highland Park St. Paul restaurant? When will it open? Will it open? So we'll ask those questions more with the co-CEO, co-owner of Punch Pizza on DeRussia Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy, right here on Drive Time with DeRussia. John Puckett is the co-owner of Punch Pizza. They have 12 different locations. You guys have really expanded out into some of the little bit further out suburbs. Has that worked out well for Punch?
It's working great. Yeah, we just opened a store in Apple Valley, and each of our stores that open do more revenue than the stores than our average Punch store, which does very well. So it's telling us that there's a lot of demand for Punch.
My store is in Maple Grove, which was the first one that you had in sort of like a shopping center, right?
That store is insane. The amount of takeout we do at that store, Jason. Oh, my gosh.
The staff is very nice there. And when you talk about service, like that is, I think about this as a food critic. Like, how do we judge what good service is? And can you get good service at a place where it's really just a hello and a take your order?
The answer
is yes.
Absolutely, because it's not a very long interaction you have with a customer.
Yeah.
But if you talk to someone and they're clearly like having a good day and they like what they're doing, it's kind of infectious.
Yeah. Highland Park, St. Paul, your original restaurant, a unique restaurant in that it's a sit down. What is the plan? Why isn't it open?
We don't have a great answer to that. It's really, we don't know right now, because what I will tell you is that Punch Pizza will be in Highland Park. So whether it's that store or a different store. And what we don't know right now coming out of the pandemic is, given the change in our business with digital, all the digital customers and the amount of takeout, that store did not work as a high takeout store. It works as a community gathering place. And
too small, not enough parking.
Too small, not enough parking. It's really a dinner-only store because it's really not enough parking to do lunch. And I actually think it will work again. But right now, with the cost of ingredients and all the inflation, we don't have the luxury of opening stores that we think aren't going to necessarily work today.
May or may not work, yeah.
But we will have a Punch in that neighborhood. My partner and founder lives down the street.
He lives right there,
He lives here. Our offices are right above the damn store, so, you know, it's closed. And so we're like, I wish we could get a pizza downstairs.
Is it, will it be painful if you have to get rid of the sit-down kind of model? There's a little nostalgia, of course.
Well, and it's our roots. It's why I talked about digital hospitality. That's why we have China, and we have silverware, and we have really friendly food runners.
Right.
You don't get that at Noodles, Chipotle, all of our quick service competition.
Yeah. John Puckett, co-CEO, co-owner of Punch Pizza. When you talk about the technology, one of the challenges when you go to a high takeout situation is, if you're just showing up in the store to eat, sometimes you look around and you're like, this place doesn't look that full. Why is it taking so long to get my pizza? You're trying to train people. You're trying to figure this out, right?
We don't have the answer to that. It's bizarre. I mean, we're busier than we've ever been in our history. And sometimes you come in the stores and the stores don't look busy. But you look at the staff and how hard they're working. We are making as many pizzas as possible in that oven.
And you're getting them out the door.
And we're getting them out the door.
You can order. My secret that I tell people is, you go on the app when you're going to dine in and order ahead.
So that's the big thing we're trying to do, is not only use the app for takeout, but you can actually, instead of waiting in line, you can order ahead on our app and you just choose dine in. And as soon as you get to the store, we go on your pizzas. And so the beautiful thing about that is, we don't make the pizzas ahead of time for that period, like a takeout, because we want those pizzas right out of the oven. So in case you're running 5 or 10 minutes late, nobody ever shows up right on time.
Yeah.
They're usually a little bit early or a little bit late. But this enables you to cut that entire line of people that were in before you if you order ahead for dine-in.
What do you say to people who complain that Punch Pizza is too soft in the middle?
Well, part of it is Neapolitan pizza. So we are not New York pizza. We're not Detroit pizza. But you can order your, if you don't like the wetness of Neapolitan pizza, you can order it punch dry. And we will actually cook the pizza slightly longer and put a little bit less tomato and olive oil on the pizza.
I like it wet. The way it's supposed to be, but
we love it that way. Yeah. But there are people, and so we're willing to. We're very eager to get it how you like it.
All right. Last question is about your other favorite restaurants.
Yes,
because you cannot live on pizza alone. Although, maybe you could.
Well, you know, we eat a lot. Well, salads too. You know, that's what's nice is we have a balanced meal at Punch. We have pizza and salads.
But the salad is actually the genius of Punch,
it
right?
It really is.
How much of your sales are salads compared to pizza?
I can give you an approximate number because it's a closely held secret. It's more than you'd ever, ever think. It is. We get a lot of people that come just for our salads.
Yeah. We always order one pizza, one salad. So there you go.
Well, it's our focaccia bread.
The bread is so good. I know. Okay. Three favorite restaurants that people should know.
It's interesting. It's three favorite products, really, in town. And these are things I crave. And so it's soup number 11 at Quang, the spicy noodle soup, just fantastic. The Andalay sausage at Kramarczyk's and the coconut cake at Yum Kitchen.
Excellent.
You know, I crave those things.
I know. It's all about craveability. If you can achieve that, what a, and you look at Punch, the fact that people crave it, what, for you, what sort of satisfaction is there in that?
Oh, it's, well, we talk about craveability. It's like if you're not doing something that's craveable, it's garbage. It really is. You're not going to build a sustainable business. You have to have a. You have to make a product that people crave.
Yeah, you've done it twice: Caribou Coffee and Punch Pizza,
espresso and pizza, both invented in Naples, Italy. Go figure.
Yeah, they know what they're doing over there. So do you guys. John Puckett with Punch Pizza. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I need pizza for dinner now after this segment.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
I'm so excited about our guest today. His name is Chris Kohlstad. He is the owner and president of Heights Pizza Man in Columbia Heights. Chris, I'm so glad to have you with us here on CCO. Oh, hang on. I think our button is stuck. We're gonna move, Chris. Chris, I was showing Chris the cough button, and it looks like I got it stuck.
Well, it works.
The cough button works, everybody. Chris, there we go. Little, you know what? The whole our whole Drive Time with DeRusha production team is jumping into action, which is just one guy. It's just Dan. Dan's see how the cough button is jammed in there?
Yep.
Oh, Dan's got a... Should we keep the show going? This is very interesting to me. Chris, this is like owning a small business. You're always putting out a fire or fixing something, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's actually daylight out right now. I'm not doing it at 3 in the morning.
That's usually when it happens, right? You bought Heights Pizza Man. How did... The reason you're on is that you reached out to me and shared some of your story, and it's pretty... It's a crazy route to get to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, I worked many, many years in mental health, working in group homes, chemical dependency, all kinds of routes like that. Left the field about 6 years ago just to get a break from it. Ended up working at the Pizza Man in Crystal.
Delivering pizzas?
Yep, just delivering pizzas, going home at the end of the night, hoping for just something low-key, a little less stress. And did that for about 2.5 years, then transferred over to the Heights store and... Almost immediately became available for sale, and the girlfriend and I talked and decided to jump on it.
The owner says, do you want to buy Pizza Man?
I mean, basically, the first thought was either you're screwing with me or no, not really. But after that, I kind of thought about it, and it's like, okay, this is an opportunity I'm not going to get many other times, if ever. And the way things have gone at that point, going through a divorce, getting custody of my daughter, all those things, you take a positive situation when it looks at you, and that's what we've tried to do.
You bought Pizza Man right there in Columbia Heights. It's on Central in Columbia Heights.
Yep, right at 41st and Central.
And you bought it right before the shutdowns and COVID?
We signed the papers November 15th of 19 and officially took over January 1st, 2020.
And then 2.5 months later, everything was shut down.
Pretty much.
Owning a pizza place during COVID, from many of the pizza place owners I know, COVID was a time of uncertainty and confusion, but also a pretty good time to be owning a pizza place. Was that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we bought the store, it had only been reopened for about 9 months after being closed for a year. So we were still building back the audience. But then when the COVID came through, It narrowed down a lot of the local choices. So people kind of had a handful of choices to go to, as opposed to this whole plethora from before.
Sure.
So you're starting to gain back some of those people and gave us an opportunity to earn regular customers that I think we've not only kept most of, but probably kept gaining on.
Yeah. Chris Kolstad is our guest, owner and president of Heights Pizza Man. Chris, your personal story is really one of second chances and as you said, taking advantage of positivity when it presents itself. Share a little bit about, you mentioned you're a single dad, but you also were ended up in the criminal justice system, right?
I did. I got myself tied up in some stuff.
I shouldn't say ended up, like you did things.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that needs to be made perfectly clear when you talk to someone like me, is I put myself in that position. You know, I feel that there were other things that didn't help me avoid it, but In the end, it was my decisions, my lack of judgment that got me there. Took me a long time to get out of it, but I mean, I'm still, at this point, my record's been expunged after 3 felonies before the age of 30.
Quite a while ago, but yes, you got your record expunged.
My record is expunged. It's led to 50-50 custody now of my daughter. My girlfriend of 7 years now almost has helped out a ton with getting the record back, getting the confidence back, running the business, just getting to be the dad I wanted to be when my divorce went through and trying to get my life straight. And
yeah,
it's been an adventure, but I think, you know, you have to put the effort in. You have to show that you want to do the right thing. And there are good people that go through the system.
Yes.
It's just a lot of them don't make the decision to come out of it.
You know, it's a topic I'm fascinated with because the reality is so many of our neighbors have committed crimes and end up in the system. And I feel like we have sort of a crappy overall way of trying to get people back into society. We like to punish, but trying to figure out, all right, how do we help people so you have a path back? And for you, it was a lot of hard work. You had to make the choice that you wanted a path back, right?
Absolutely. I think, for lack of a better way to put it, I think the system is designed to keep you in it once you're in it.
Hmm.
Now, that
do you think intentionally, or is it just kind of neglect?
Yes and no. I think there's some intent to keep you there, which does make some sense. You know, you're trying to keep people, an eye on the people that have made the mistakes, trying to keep criminals in sort of within sight line.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, I think there are ways to get out if you put the effort in, and there aren't, the system's not rooting for you to fail, but the system is set up for you to have to work to get out of it.
Yeah.
They want you to be in there if you're not going to make those choices, and to give you the option to get out if you are.
Well, I think your experience is inspiring. It's inspiring to me because the reality is you took the steps to turn your life around, and now you're in a situation to not only inspire others, but to also give people maybe a hand up if they're willing to work.
Absolutely. We've got...
I mean, did you ever picture that you'd be a business owner when you were kind of at your lower points?
Honestly, no. I just wanted to kind of take the steps and keep going day by day to try and work back up. And, you know, that's why when the opportunity fell in, we had to take it.
How do you not? How do you not?
You know, you go from sleeping on your living room floor and all your furniture gone and rebuilding, which, don't get me wrong, again, you know, my position to put in, the divorce didn't go so well. But, you know, you start
life
over
happens.
From scratch.
Yeah.
When you get a door open, you have to walk through it. If you don't take those openings, you're never going to get anywhere. And now we've got a staff of 9-10 people that some of us are in the same spot, some of them are not, but they all work hard for us. They all genuinely want to make it successful, and that makes a huge difference too.
Oh, Chris, your daughter has to be so proud of the dad you've become.
I hope so. I hope she's listening to this, and I hope she realizes that there's been a lot that's gone into it. I know she's made it clear that she seems to understand. Yeah, I'm glad she still has a decent relationship with her mother as well, and they're able to do what needs to be done to have the best possible relationship on both sides. But I think definitely she's got more to be proud of now than she did 10 years ago.
Chris Colstead's the owner and president of Heights Pizza, man. I want to talk pizza.
I'm pretty good at that.
How much? Describe the style of pizza that you guys produce at Heights.
So we do thin or hand-tossed, and actually we do have a thick crust option we don't go through a lot of. But
what is the correct answer? What's the best option?
Personally, for me, it depends on what toppings you're putting on it. If you're putting a bunch of meats on it, it's got to be hand-tossed to soak up any kind of the grease that goes in. But if it's a thin crust with all the veggies, you got to keep it crispy.
The crispy feels great when you have the right topping.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
I really think the crust makes the biggest difference as far as, like, when you got the toppings on there, you pick the wrong crust and get the wrong thing soaked in there, it just doesn't taste right. Or you got some squishy crust with five meats on it, doesn't do it for you.
Right. Do you like, in Minnesota, we have a lot of tavern-style pizza, right? The square cut. The thin cut is sort of a tavern cut style, yours, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What kind of sauce?
I mean, we've got Alfredo options, but we do have just your basic.
That's for crazy people, though. That's for crazy people.
Or, you know, for people like me that are lactose intolerant, I can't do it at all. But I like the Alfredo. I just can't have it.
Can't have it. Do you like a spice? Sometimes I think our red sauces are too sweet.
Ours tends to be on the sweet side, but little secret for any of our customers. Listen, I like to add a little red pepper flakes to the sauce when I make one for taking home.
That changes that, right?
It does. Just one packet of the red pepper flakes kicks it up just enough.
Right. Not overwhelming where your mouth is on fire.
It's hot, but not like, oh my hot, you know?
Right. That's really good. Chris Colstead is with us. Pizza Man in Columbia Heights. We're going to talk about sort of the interesting part of the Twin Cities you're in. We'll also talk about your favorite restaurants to go to that are not your own.
Sounds like a plan.
Very good. Chris Colstead joins us as DeRussia Eats continues. Pizza Man, we love pizza on this show. We'll talk more about it with Chris in just a minute here on Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats, in effect here, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. Our guest today is Chris Colstead, the owner and president of Heights Pizza Man. Do you consider yourself the pizza man, Chris?
Sorry, I was trying to figure out the buttons on this side.
It's all good.
Moved over.
Right.
No, honestly, I think that title goes to the gentleman I bought the store from, Eric, that owns the rights to all the Pizza Man stores through the metro area.
Because there are a bunch of them, right?
There is. I believe there's 19, if I remember correctly. I could be mistaken.
And do they all use the same recipes, or do you change it up for your...
Most of them are going to be the same general, at least base things, like the sausage, the cheese, and that crust. Yeah, there are some little variants in the sauces in some places, depending on if they do like a prepackage or make their own.
Got it. We were talking a little bit about the impact of Facebook on pizza restaurants. There's a Twin Cities Pizza. What do they call it? The Pie Chasers, like this pizza group. And then there you have community groups. Does it have an impact on your business?
Absolutely, it does. You know, especially like the Pie Chasers page you're talking about. I know I've seen recently you started posting on there too and getting to join us in the community, so to speak.
It's fun, yeah. There are 13,000 or so people.
Something right around there, I think. But yeah, it
obsessed.
Definitely...
A little obsessed. There, a lot of them are a little more hardcore than I am.
Well, pizza's a serious thing, Jason.
Why do you think Minnesotans are so crazy about pizza?
I think it's honestly probably not a whole lot more here than most places, but especially like in Minneapolis area here, you've got so many pizza places in such a small territory, and a lot of them are very, very well run. You know, they're people that genuinely care about their product, and you have to work hard to compete with all the other ones out there.
Yeah. You're in an interesting location in Columbia Heights because you've got some more blue-collar neighborhoods and you have some pretty ritzy neighborhoods all in the same zone, right?
We do. We're kind of right in the middle of a couple of the higher demographic territories in the state and a couple of the lower ones at the same time. So that's kind of one of our biggest challenges is finding ways that you can appeal to both those demographics without shooting yourself in the foot from one side or the other, not excluding anybody from being able to afford your product.
Right. But also providing maybe a premium product that people are looking
right.
for, too.
Trying to provide quality at a fair price is probably the most difficult part I think any business owner runs into. You're looking at, how do I make the money I need to make to cover my bills but still keep customers coming through my door?
Interesting.
And still make it affordable for them so they're not feeling like, hey, I can have a pizza night every 2 weeks, but I can only do this every 2 weeks. I can't go out to eat even to McDonald's with my kids in between. Or
What's the most kind of... inflation item. What's the biggest cost increase you've seen on anything any of your ingredients?
Originally for us, it was chicken wings, although those have come back down. But as far as actual just straight up ingredients for pizza, it's pepperoni and it's not even close.
Really?
The pepperoni is almost twice what I bought the place at 3.5 years ago as far as per case.
Why is it so much more expensive?
That's a fantastic question that I can't seem to find the answer to.
Huh. Interesting.
I've found through 3.5 years of doing this all kinds of random shortages of things that control prices, things I didn't even know you could have shortages on. The garlic butter crisis nearly ruined me a few years back. But
and you do pizzas and wings and salads. What's the most popular topping of a pizza you sell at Pizza Man?
I mean, easily for us, it's the sausage. Pizza Man does their own special sausage through a place called Circle Pine Sausage House. Mm. All the Pizza Mans, I believe, utilize the same sausage. I know that's... If you go single topping pizza, it's not even close. That's the one we sell the most of.
What's the most kind of unique pizza that does well?
We have one that's actually called the Sweet Heat Supreme that was a creation by my kitchen manager and a couple other people 7 beers deep at the Mexican place down at the end of the mall. It's kind of taken off. It's a ranch sauce with pretty much every vegetable you can think of on top of it, sausage on the top, and a little sweet red chili drizzle. And I told him flat out, I'm like, you can try, but I don't think it's going to do anything, and I was wrong. So,
do you think the name of it is part of it? Sweet Heat kind of makes, that seems to be on trend right now, the hot honeys and all of that sort of thing.
I think it helps. Actually, a unique fact, too, country music artist Jake Nelson was the one who named that through a Facebook competition.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's fun. The restaurant's called Pizza Man. It's in Columbia Heights. Chris Colstead is the owner. We ask every guest on To Russia Eats their favorite 3 restaurants to go to that they don't own. So now is your chance. What are some of your favorites?
So the first one I got to point out, I grew up in a motorsports background. I work at motorsports facilities. So Finish Line Cafe in Princeton is a big one for me.
Ah.
If you ever get a chance to walk in there, it's basically themed around the Princeton Speedway, which is where I work Friday nights.
Cool.
And there's pictures and actual even pieces off of race cars all over the place.
Oh, awesome.
You couple that with good drink specials and good food, it's not a bad combination.
That's pretty good. All right. Finish Line Cafe in Princeton. I like it.
And pretty much right across the street from there, we got Madre Loca in Princeton. It's a Mexican place owned by a friend of mine, but super cheap prices, super good food. I've never left there wanting more.
Nice.
A couple times I've left there wanting less. Yeah, I know they've had some bad luck, too, but Heidi's been a great friend of mine for a couple of years. She's helped us out as far as storage and stuff, and we needed it. And I know they've been through some tough stuff, so... Mm. Definitely wanted to give some love to her either way, and trust me, the food is worth it.
Nice. Very good.
And I think for number 3, you just got to go with any of the pizza mans. I mean, maybe not mine. He said I can't do mine, but you know, all the rest of them.
That's true. You don't own them all.
But I know what a lot of these guys are putting into it, and I know what it takes to keep it successful, so I'm hoping if somebody's not going to stop into mine, they'll stop into one of the other ones.
I like it. Chris, it was so great meeting you, and so glad to have you on. These neighborhood pizza places and community restaurants like yours, it's so important to keeping our communities unique and interesting and keeping people working, and I hope people are inspired by your story, too.
Thank you very much for your time.
Chris Kolstad. Heights Pizza, man. Check them out. You can Google it to get right to their online ordering, but go give Chris some love and check out his restaurant. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AUDACY.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.